Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is Tuesday, October 18th. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad you've joined me this morning, and I hope that your week has been off to a great start. I'm continuing to enjoy this cool fall weather, and got my cup of coffee here, so I'm still kind of waking up. But I was reading an article this morning about James Corden, you know, the British funny man, who does all of those carpool karaoke and bits on his CBS show. And, you know, he's so affable and fun and all of that. Well, apparently he's not always so much fun. There was a New York City restaurant that 86'd him, meaning they banned him from coming in because he was so utterly despicable to the waitstaff and unreasonable and just a complete prima donna. And it's a good reminder that what you see on the screen is not necessarily who the person is. So, you know, you should be patient with folks and let them reveal themselves to you. That said, there is another person who whose reputation seems to be getting better and better over time as stories leak out, and that's Ryan Reynolds. And actually, I found an article recently that was kind of a contrast to the James Corden one. But it's not really about Ryan Reynolds. It's about the wisdom that he claims and the skill that he claims has really helped his career. And so in this article, it was on CNBC a while back, and some of the CNBC articles are just complete junk. So, you know, you never know what you're dealing with. But it says that Ryan credits his accomplishments to one important skill, conflict resolution. The Canadian actor, 45, shared how learning to work with different personalities and leading with kindness has shaped his career when he was speaking at the Indeed FutureWorks 2022 conference earlier this year. Quote, "We live in a world that's incredibly gamified, and I think we have an instinct to win, crush, and kill," he said. "But if you can disengage or disarm that instinct for a second and replace it with seeking to learn about somebody instead, that, as a leadership quality for me, has quite literally changed every aspect of my life." So he says that the reason why this strategy is so effective, according to Ryan, is, quote, "You can't address problems with other people unless you understand them." And it finishes off with one more quote that I think is worthy of quoting, which is, quote, "There's still room for backstabbing someone and then tasting the blood of your enemies," Reynolds joked. "But it's never going to be as effective as trying to understand somebody." And I just thought that this was a lot of wisdom. I hope we don't get an article next week that says Ryan Reynolds has been 86'd from XYZ bar for being a complete jerk. But, you know, it could happen. But so far, so good. It seems to be pretty consistent. And regardless, the wisdom really holds up. And I have to say, in my own experience, you know, we've all had conflicts. We're all going to have conflicts moving forward. I mean, I got a call yesterday from a friend who had a conflict with someone and wasn't feeling great about it. I mean, it's part of the human existence. We have a chance, though, when those feelings come up. And I think as you age, and if you really pay attention to this, what you can learn is to spot the anger coming up and kind of catch it earlier stage. So treat it as a warning signal and then go, okay, I need to pause, no matter what the other person is doing. I mean, aside from an immediate danger to you or a family member, that's a different story. Anger has its place. If someone's attacking you, or your family member, or friend, or someone, or anyone really, you know, righteous anger in that moment is important. but that's not 99.5% of what we're talking about here. We almost always have the choice, the option to pause and give our brains a minute to balance out what's going on in the back of the brain, in the amygdala, the fear center, with a more rational approach in the front of the brain. And then when you can choose to pull, meaning choose to seek more information before responding, and that's the really hard thing to do, because we make that decision about who's right and who's wrong so fast. And again, regardless of whether it's true or not, that the other person's more at fault or at fault, we have that choice to learn more. And a lot of times what we can do is actually resolve the conflict by seeking and let the other person kind of come to the conclusion on their own that they were in the wrong. It happens. It happens a lot. But we're never going to do that if the first thing we do is push back, because we're all we're going to get into is the push and push and push and push. And that's like a combustion engine not working with itself, where the pistons are firing at each other, not in sync, and it's going to explode. That's what happens. You can almost hear a conflict escalating because there's pushing simultaneously. Someone's got to pull. Someone's got to seek. Saw this near Central Park. There was a couple standing in the middle of the sidewalk next to Central Park on Sunday. And, you know, hands on hips, the woman was kind of looking at the guy a certain way. The guy was standing there with his palms out defensively. And they were both obviously in an arrested state, angry, and they were pushing at each other. And we walked by them and went down a little bit further. And sure enough, the volume went up behind us. The explosions were happening. It's just so, and I, you know, you could almost predict it because we've all been there. Because none of us are above that. So, you know, if there's any conflict in your life right now, if you're in a work situation or another situation where there's conflict, one way to deal with it is just to try asking a question. Tell me more about why you're upset. I try not to say it with such a starky, snarky look on your face that it clearly isn't a question. If it comes off as a judgment, that's a push, not a pull. But if you can ask someone sincerely, I see that you're really upset. I acknowledge that, and I'd like to learn more about what's behind it. Can you take a few minutes and explain? You're not endorsing their point of view. You're seeking more information. So often, probably, I'm guessing at least half the time, that in and of itself will not only de-escalate it, but solve it. And the other 50% is you'll get more information. And you can then choose to disagree with them and say, gosh, I hear that and I hear you're upset. And I, you know, I don't agree with you on it. And I acknowledge that you're upset with me or with something else. Who knows? So we don't have to let these conflicts ruin our lives, ruin our jobs, ruin our day, ruin our relationships either. People can handle disagreement. In fact, relationship disagreement is one of the greatest pathways to building trust quickly, if we handle it right. And that starts with pausing and pulling. Pausing and pulling, not pushing. Then we won't have that explosion. We'll have exploration. All right. I hope that helps. I'm so grateful that you listen to this podcast. As I say every single day, please share it with family, friends, and colleagues that you care about and let them know that you do care about them. I certainly care about you. And I hope that you give us a good rating wherever you do stream this podcast. If you do share it at mattstone.co. That's the easiest way. Just give them the website, mattstone.co. You can also follow me at Twitter, at mattstone.co, and Instagram, at mattstone.co. I do post on those platforms, believe it or not. And I'd love to have you there as well. So wherever you are, whatever you're facing today, I hope that you're making it your own and embracing it for what it is, seeking opportunity and staying present with yourself and others. I can't wait to check in with you again tomorrow. And until then, have a great day. Bye-bye for now.